in the 24th, 25th, and 26th chapter. When David was young, running from Saul, the Bible said God put an evil spirit up on Saul. And when the evil spirit, and it didn't come from the devil, you need to go read that, it didn't come from... That's what I'm trying to say this morning. Sometimes the devil only has a few. Sometimes you can always put yourself in it, and you're messing up, and you want to blame the devil. Sometimes the devil only has nothing to do with it. Because the Bible said, when the evil spirit from the Lord came to David, came to Saul, the Bible said God used that little rooted boy to play for him. And the Bible said they was in the house one day in 18th chapter 1 Samuel 1, go read for yourself. The Bible said Saul had, let me tell you something, if you got evil jealous in you, that's going to destroy you. If you got lack of seriousness and all this other stuff, it's going to destroy you. You got to tell the Lord, Lord, you made me. Lord, I'm asking you to create in me a clean heart. Because the heart that I hope to have is stolen. And my mind is not thinking right. And my mind is not thinking the way you want me to think. So Lord, I need you to help me along this way. Because the Lord is my salvation. Look what it says. I don't know. Look what it says. See, one thing about this little boy here, David went to hell with his children. See, you got to know, see, David wrote what he talked about, because he hadn't cheated, but he still knew how to pray his God. Not only had he cheated, he took somebody else's wife and put the man on the front line and get him killed. And then the Bible said he had some children, because you got to see God in Mark. He had some children, Amnon, Tamar. And the boy liked his sister and all this kind of stuff, they went together and all. And then the Bible says that they turned time. So that's why David knew what he was talking about. He had been through some things. He had been through some wars. He had been through some trouble. He had been through some trials. But the Lord delivered him out of all of it through grace. You don't believe me? Look what Psalm 150 says. Praise the Lord, all ye lands. That everything that have breath. That was Psalm 150 says. And I'm in the book, my voice here. Yeah. And I'm in the book. It also says, praise him upon the instruments, praise him upon the camera, because what it says, that everything, going back to it, have breath. May not have what you want, but you still got to praise him for who he is. He's God, and he's got all. Look what happened. Look at that. I'm going to be y'all. You see it. He says to us, David said, though an host should encamp against me, everybody is your friend. Everybody that shakes your hand is going to play that piano. You know it, I know. Everybody that say, how you doing, girl, I got your back. How you doing, brother, I got your back. That don't mean that they tell you the truth. Have you ever been in a situation like that? See, because what David's talking about, he's talking about himself. Because he know one thing, even in his household, they're jealous of him. His brothers was jealous of him in the 17th chapter. Who be for sure? The Bible says that when he came down to see what was going on, because his daddy Jesse, in the 14th verse of the 17th chapter, said, take this cheese and take all these raisins and all this, because they're going to start a war between the Philistines. The Bible says, when he got ready to go down there, then he got to start talking about it. It is all good brothers now. Yeah, yeah. So that's why David said, the Lord is my what? Life. That's why David can say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's why David said, he restored my soul. See, because sometimes you ain't gonna be happy all the time. But when you get down on your knees and start praising the Lord, he will restore you some joy. Yes, Lord. That's why David knew what he was talking about. See, Psalm 27 go along with Psalm 23, because 23 and 27 are just alike. And then I like what David said. Look what he said. He said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not what? Fear. This is what we call it live at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Fear, fear, fear. Listen, now he was standing here, then he coming back again and saying it again. He said, fear. See, somebody here is going through something and fear. But don't be fearful. Put it in the Lord's hand. Walk over and take your bread to the Lord. Leave them there. Brother Paul and Winfield said, leave them there. But while I'm leaving them there, I'm going to still be praying. While I put him in his hand, I'm not going to get in his way and take him out of his hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave him there. But while I leave him there, I'm going to still be saying, Lord, you said in your word, let not thyself be cut off even to it, but it shall soon be cut out and willing that cut. Lord, you said in your word, if you desire, you will give me the desire of my heart. Lord, you said the step of a good man. Lord, Father, Lord. See, because he wants to rehearse it. He knows the word. But you see, because when you open up your Bible, that is, you're looking at God. When you see it, see right now, when you open up this holy book, you call it, and it don't cost too much. $10 will get you a Bible. But the thing about it is it don't cost much. But what it does, this called book, which God told Joshua, take the book of law with you. It's something that will change you. It's something that will bless you. It not only will bless you, but it's something that will do something to you on the inside. And you can say, all I know, I don't know much. And I may not get that over there and cross over the feet, but all I know, it did something on the inside of me. This old book here, it's called the Bible. All I know, that it don't take no educated man or woman to read. It takes dedication. It takes supplication, and it takes for you to sit down just for a little while and say, Lord, I know I'm late for work. I know I'm late for this party that they got down for the job, but I'm going to take 5 minutes to tell you that I love you. Even though, Lord, I'm not going to get on my knees every time and say, give me, give me, give me. But I'm going to praise you because you have already blessed me. You have already given me what I need. And that's a peace of mind. My heart beats right. I can talk and walk. I can think right. So why not say the Lord is my salvation? Shut up. I might not get all through this yet, but look what happened. Look what happened. Let me read one more verse for you. Got down. Notice something. Verse 4. He don't leave the church out. He don't leave the church out because one of the chief musicians for David, and David was a musician like this. He could play that harp down very, very well. Something that I wish I could play at the time. You know, you can spread that down too. You got to spread that. But one thing about David, he had another boy in his choir named Asaph. And Asaph said in Psalm 73, now, I see the wicked prosper. Look like they ain't having no problems. They doing everything under the sun. They dancing and they doing everything. They taking the gold and the silver out of the church. They spending the church money like they want and everything. And that's what I say. But until I went, am I talking to somebody this morning? You got people that don't even want to fall down. And you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Lord. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know what God says. But when you got a relationship with the Lord, you know, you can talk to him like, you know. And don't be acting all these guys and you decide, well, God, look at what you say. Now, what is he trying to do? Just talk like you're going to talk. And I said, Lord, now, you got some people that, you know, they're here, you know, now, people now, you know, I'm saying that way. And they going straight to him. Here I am and lost my hair. You know I lost my hair, ain't I? Bald here, guys. Here I am and lost my hair. Got fat for you. But see, what I want to say to you, I was 24, 36, 25. I don't know how y'all was, but I thought I was happy. What about y'all this morning? Come on. I thought I was a star. And here I am, Lord. I'm fat. Still on me. Praying all day. He has to have here. All we got to do is say, Lord,
Message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study. And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM 70,000 watts of gospel power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM. How you doing?